Welcome with Grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wanda, chapter 8. This one today's one, the chapter is Job, chapter 22. And as usual, I started with the word of prayer, Almighty King of Kings. I want to thank you for this wonderful day. And thank you for your gift of life. And thank you for your gift of provision. Well, thank you for always being there for us, Father, when we have gone wrong and our thoughts in our ashes and what you have done and what I failed to do. We pray that may you forgive us, may you send your Holy Spirit to come and guide us, come and be with us in whatever thing that we do. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to Job chapter 22. Then Eliphaz the Temanite replied, "Can a man be of benefit to God? Can even a wise person benefit him? What pleasure would it give the Almighty if you are righteous? What would he gain if your ways are blameless? Is it for your piety that he rebukes you and brings charges against you? Is not your wickedness great? Are not your sins endless? You demanded security from your relatives for no reason. You stripped people of their clothing, leaving them naked. You gave no water to the weary, and you withheld food from the hungry, though you were a powerful man, owning land, an honored man, living on it. You sent widows away empty-handed and broke the strength of the fatherless. That is why snares are all around you, why sudden peril just terrifies you. Why is it so dark you could not see, and why a flood of water covers you? Is it not the heights of God in heaven? And see how lofty are the highest stars. Yet you say, what does God know? Does he judge through such darkness? Thin clouds veil him, so he does not see us, and he goes about in vaulted heavens. Will you keep to an old path the wickedness have trod? They were carried off before their time, the foundations washed away by a flood. They say to God, leave us. What can the Almighty do to us? Yet it was he who filled their houses with good things. So I stand aloof from the plans of the wicked. The righteous see their reign and rejoice. The innocent mock them, saying, surely our foes are destroyed, and our fires devote their wealth. Submit to God and be at peace with him. In his way, prosperity will come to you. Accept instruction from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be restored. If you remove wickedness from your tent and assign your nuggets to dust, your gold of Ophir to the rocks in the ravens, then the Almighty will be your God, the choicest silver for you. Surely then you will find delight in the Almighty, and you lift up your face to God. You will pray to him, and he will hear you, and you will feel your vows. What you decide on will be done, and light will shine on your ways. When people are brought low, and you say, lift them up, then he will save the downcast. He will deliver even one who is not innocent, who will be delivered through the cleanliness of your hands. And that is our Wonder chapter for today. Let's go straight. What message do I have for you from today's Wonder chapter? And the first one comes from verse 5. What does verse 5 say? Is not your wickedness great? Are not your sins endless? And when I just read this, it just struck me. That's how the Lord loves us so much. That our wickedness is so great and our sins are so endless. But still, the Lord gives us a chance. And that's how merciful the God we serve is, that he's not quick to blame. Imagine if the Lord would punish us for every sin that we commit. Some of us would be walking temples of punishment. Amen? Some of us would be dungeons of pain. But the Lord decides that, you know, even after everything that we do to him, he will still listen to us. Like, wow. Do you ever think about that? Does it ever come to your head? Does it ever come to your mind? Like, do you ever sit down and be like, wow, the Lord really loves me like this? And when you continue to verse 7, he asks, you gave no water to the weary, and you withheld food from the hungry. Amen? And continues in verse 8, it says, though you were a powerful man owning land, a honored man living on it. So the Bible is just reminding us that we will be held accountable for the actions that we have done. And in the same vein, it's also calling us that we have to care about others. We should not be selfish. Amen? We should not only care about ourselves. We have to take time and care about others. If you have enough, if you are blessed to have what is enough, why don't you share with others who do not have? Why? And in this same vein, the Lord will continue to bless you. Share the little you have with other people. Because at one point you will also not have, and other people will share with you. Once the Lord blesses you, you ought to be a blessing to others as well. And when you read through verses 16 to 18, it says, they were carried off before their time. The foundation washed away. They say to God, leave us alone. What can the Almighty do to us? Yet it was he who filled their houses with good things. So I stand aloof from the plans of the wicked. Amen. Let's focus on verse 18. Yet it was he who filled their houses with good things. So I stand aloof from the plans of the wicked. So many times we distance ourselves from the Lord. So many times we easily forget about the Lord, especially after he gives us the things that we desire. The Bible is telling us today that we should not forget the Lord. Why? It is the same God who has given us the peace, who continues to fill us with the good things that we are enjoying today. And when you continue to verse 19, it says, the righteous see their ruin and rejoice. The innocent mock them, saying, surely our foes are destroyed, and the fire devours their wealth. Amen. That we should not forget where the Lord picked us from. We should not forget our history. It should be a reminder, it should be a testimony for others that if the Lord has done it for me, if the Lord has done it for us, surely he can do it for you. And when you go to 21, it says, submit to the Lord and be at peace with him. In this way, prosperity will come to your way. Amen. Submit to the Lord and be at peace with him. So many times we pray to God to fight our battles, to provide for us, but we're not even allowing him. We are not submitting. You're asking God to fight your battle, but you're still dressed up going for battle. Like, what is this? Once you surrender something to the Lord, surrender it wholeheartedly. Give it to the Lord and watch him use you. Submit to the Lord and be at peace. And that's how you will be prosperous. Verse 21, I think, is my favorite verse in today's chapter. And when you read 22 and 23, it says, accept instruction from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be restored. If you remove wickedness far from your tent. Amen. So many times we have gone astray as children of the Lord. So many times we have been disobedient, we have gone astray. But the Bible is telling us that if we accept instructions from the Lord and lay his words in our hearts and return to him and remove wickedness from our hearts, then we shall be restored. Everything that we have lost will be taken back to us. And 25 tells us, then the Lord Almighty will be your God, the choicest silver for you. 27, he continues and tells us, you will pray to him and he will answer you and will fulfill your vows. Only and only if you return to him and you distance yourself from wickedness. And lastly, from verse 30, he will deliver even one who is not innocent, who will be delivered through the cleanliness of your hands. And that's why I always tell you, brothers and sisters, we ought to care for each other. We ought to pray for each other. Because sometimes our brothers and sisters will be delivered, not because of their innocence, but because of us. And in the same vein, you might be delivered not because of your innocence, but because of the cleanliness of someone praying for you. And that's what I had for you today from Job chapter 22. Get some time, read Job 22. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithallen@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithallen. We'd love to hear from you. Remember the Lord, that He is one who had to send 1,000 messages. Almighty love, God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for this beautiful chapter, Father. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, for all the times that we have turned against you, for all the times that we have been disobedient, Father, for all the times that we have not respected and heard you, Father. We pray that may you please forgive us. Send down your Holy Spirit to come and guide us, come and be with us in whatever that we do for the glorification of your name. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.